You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Nearly 28,000 families live in this area in the estuary of River Lempa, the largest in the country, a place vulnerable to floods. Many residents of Bajo Lempa are people demobilized from the Salvadorian guerrilla and have a long-standing experience in politics, which makes it easier for these movements of resistance to climate change to emerge. Real World Radio spoke with Jose Acosta from CESTA, Friends of the Earth, one of the promoters of the second meeting of MOVIAC. Acosta believes that this activity may be key for the future coordination between Central American groups who work on climate change issues. Groups that oppose the installation of the hydroelectric dams, which fight against mining, and others working for food sovereignty and the recovery of forests have already confirmed their participation. These issues are all related with climate change, said Acosta. He is confident that the meeting will help come up with proposals ahead of the UN COP15 on climate change to be held in December in Copenhagen, Denmark. We need to come up with political decisions worldwide so that the societies that cause these climate problems will provide resources to mitigate the impacts of climate change, he concluded.
You're listening to Real World News.